The Racing Pulse trials expert, Matt Welsh, opens up the trial files.
Always great to have Matty Welsh in the studio for trial files, otherwise known as a Thursday specialist. How are you, Matty?
Very well, Michael. And yourself?
I'm good. Are you confident today?
I do like, there's a very good two-year-old fillies race at Wangaratta today that I'm keen on, so we'll get to that a bit later on.
Yeah, we will. I saw you tweeted out saying that they would have been competitive if they decided to go around at Flemington on Saturday.
I think so. I think that fillies race at Moonee Valley on Saturday was probably reasonably weak, and this is a very, very strong maiden, and I think we can trust the form going forward, so one that punters should definitely keep an eye on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've been scouring all of the trials in the past 7 days. Have many taken your eye?
Yeah, there was a good set of trials held on the synthetic track at Pakenham, I believe on Tuesday. Actually, it was Monday, I think, the day before the races. And there was a number of young ones we can follow moving forward. So we'll kick off in Heat 4 with the Greg Urell-trained I Did It Again. This is a two-year-old gelding who was having his first public outing. He got back into the second half of the field here, but I love the way he closed off over the final furlong and a half, and he was hitting the line strongly. He finished second, probably a few metres after the post. He was in front, and he just carried on with his work. So over the 1,000 metres, that was a really nice trial. And liked if he's given his trial at over 1,000 metres and hit the line like that, I'd like to see him probably at 1,200 metres on debut, where he, you know, can balance up early and hit the line. But he's got copious amounts of talent, I think.
I did it again. All right. We'll be putting an asterisk next to that one. Matty Laurie has a nice two-year-old that you're keen to follow as well.
I am. It's called Rock'em Sock'em, another two-year-old gelding. This is a son of Sharkbite, who's trying to make his name as a sire. He's had two trials now this campaign, and this was certainly the best of them. He settled on speed, and what was notable was how hard the jockey was holding him up the straight. Had plenty in hand when he went to the line. He ended up finishing third, beaten half a length or so, but you know, could have won the trial by several lengths, and looks to have some good ability and just does everything right, has good early speed, you know, will be able to put himself in the race when he gets to the races, and is one we can follow.
All right, keen to follow that one. What about C Praise, a two-year-old filly from the Jerome Hunter stable?
She looked really impressive. The one caveat here is the time was quite slow, but her action was sensational. Again, another one who showed good tactical speed, which is really important in these barrier trials. And she was given a very quiet time late. As I said, she looked great in her action and looks to have some ability. So C Praise, one I think we can follow.
Okay, and good to see that you've spied one here that Charlotte Littlefield trains that you think might be worth following as well.
Yeah, the Fred Express, this three-year-old filly is called. Charlotte had a few runners at the trials, and this was the most impressive. Out of Heat 8, they ran 60.8 seconds, which was one of the quicker trials of the morning. She ended up finishing second to Heptagon, who is a horse of Mick Price's that goes quite well. The Fred Express led them up. Brandon Stockdale took the ride, and he was very kind to her over the concluding stages. And again, another one who went to the line with plenty in hand, and you know, she'll be ultra competitive when she steps out.
Now, it's always interesting when Noel Callow rides one in a trial, because we know he's one of the strongest riders going around. So you'd imagine he doesn't let too much out of the bag.
Well, yeah, he rode Robert Smurden one here in More Bubbles, who was back at the trials after a first up run at Ballarat, having a little tick over trial. This was Heat 10, and this horse simply couldn't have moved better. Looked fantastic in its action. Jumped straight on the bunny. Again, the time wasn't quick, but this was a tick over bit of work. And this horse ran quite well first up at Ballarat when being forced to change course toward the inside and hitting the line strongly. And steps to 1,500 metres at Geelong tomorrow, which we'll get to in a second, I think will be very hard to beat on the quick backup.
Well, looking forward to getting to that. And then Zaletto, you were also impressed with it in a recent trial?
I've mentioned Zaletto a few times, but I just thought it was noteworthy again because this bloke missed the kick terribly at Wangaratta and probably should have won the race there in spite of finishing back in eighth. Had absolutely no luck, was very slowly away, and evidently was, I would assume, forced to trial again by order of stewards after he did miss the kick there. There were no such issues at Caulfield yesterday. Jumped straight on the bunny. They ran 42.93, which was a very quick time for the morning. And, you know, he had the likes of Duke of Brunswick and Divine Mr. Artie off the bit over the concluding stages. So really strong bit of work. And I think he hasn't really had too many barrier issues in terms of missing the kick in the past. So I think we can trust going forward that he'll get back to form when he's next at the races.
And we might get a bit of value for him as well when we see him next. Now, I like these unnamed horses that you find at the trials, and you've been able to help us out here because you spruiked this horse a little while back, but now you've found the name as well.
Absolutely. So Tony Noonan trains this horse. We mentioned from the Pakenham trials a few weeks ago. Back then it was simply known as a two-year-old son of Lope de Vega out of Social Register. Now it has a name and it's Elite Legacy, and this is certainly a horse we can follow going forward. Got back off speed in that Pakenham trial and worked his way through the field and won comfortably over a four-year-old mare who had had quite a bit of experience on its side. And then at Mornington this week, bounced straight to the front, ran the quickest time of the 900 metre heats and was just going further away from them over the final 200 metres. So he looks like he's ready to go to the races. He's got his name now, so I assume we'll see him turn up in the next couple of weeks, and he can go to just about any maiden and be very hard to beat, I would have thought.
All right. That is one to write down in big red letters, Elite Legacy. We want to be getting on that as soon as the markets go up, because as we find with a lot of your trial file watches, the army jumps on board and they get absolutely crunched. So there are the trial files to put in the black book for another day. Let's get to the ones we want to back today and over the weekend. And we start off at Wang, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so race three at Wang, an 1,100 metre maiden for the two-year-old fillies. And what we find with these Vobis and Vobis Gold races, this maiden is worth, I think, about $55,000 after all the bonuses. And it is a cracker field. There's two that I want to hone in on that we've highlighted off recent Flemington trials. Langoustine from the Darren Biedman yard and Smart Coupe from the Ellerton Zara yard. Smart Coupe, I think, will take up the running here. And Linda Meach takes the ride, who I've mentioned several times is such a great front-running jockey. And this filly has had two trials in the last 2 weeks, and on both occasions she's gone like a shot out of a cannon. She's very quick. I think, as I said, she'll be up on speed, and if she can hold on over the final furlong, she'll be the horse to beat. Langoustine, who also trialled very well at Flemington a couple of weeks ago in fast time, has drawn gate two for Andrew Mallion. I think she'll probably settle two pairs back, which might be a touch awkward, but she certainly has good ability, and if she gets clear late, she'll be hitting the line. So I'll be very keen to back Smart Coupe and have a saver on Langoustine in race three at Wangaratta.
Okay, Smart Coupe currently $4.80 with the tab. What price have we missed?
I think it was about $9, unfortunately, yesterday, Michael. But I still think it's value at that $4.80. And we need to remember that people aren't getting huge amounts on. This is just a settling of the market early and horses getting closer to their right prices.
Yeah. So. Well, it's always good to see support for the first starter. So, have you seen Fox Swift, first starter from the Kira Maher stable?
It's another one who's going to be very competitive. Trialled very well at Caulfield on two occasions. From gate nine, I think, slightly awkwardly drawn, will try and get up on speed. It'll be interesting to see if he can get into a good spot early. But, you know, she's another filly who's trialled well. Also, Last Sight down the bottom for Ellerton Zara, I think, you know, can run an improved race at big odds. So it's a really good race. And as I said, you know, the form needs to be followed going forward.
Okay, that's at Wang today, race number three. And then you've already spoken about Geelong tomorrow. There's two that you're keen on. Which one's the first one?
Again, this is another cracking fillies maiden, this time for the three-year-olds. Race number one at Geelong over 1,140 metres. Another race with several horses who have trialled very well. But the runner I'm keen to back here is Equalite, trained by Simon Morrish. She trialled extremely well out at Ballarat recently. She's got an abundance of early speed, which will help her overcome the wide draw. She's drawn out in gate 10. I think she'll come up each way odds in what is a very strong race, and that's the way I'll play. I think the dangers are Vainglorious, who's got stakes form from the Stephen Richards yard and did trial well at Flemington recently, and also Waltzing My Hilda, who is trained by Colin Little, who's had a number of trials at Cranbourne and Caulfield and Pakenham and does look to have ability. So that's another cracking race. I think Equalite will come up good each way odds.
Stable is going well for Colin Little at the moment. And More Bubbles, who you mentioned before, comes up in race number three. Noel Callow, Robert Smurden. it smells of a coming winner.
Yeah, this horse didn't have a huge amount of luck at Ballarat, as I said, first up behind Gala Moshe and Lane Star. On a day you really wanted to be off the fence, it was forced back towards the inside, had to change course. Most notable here is it goes from the 1,100 very quickly up to the 1,540 metres second up and backs up quickly from that trial earlier in the week, which is a great sign. I think it's going to push forward, I would have thought, for Noel Callow. Drawn out, I think, can quickly negate that barrier, get up on speed, and I think will take a fair bit of running down.
What price are we looking at?
I think it'll go up around $4, $4 to $5, around that mark, and I think that'd be good value.
Running out of time, what's your best?
I think probably more bubbles tomorrow.
All right, we like it. Hopefully we'll be able to buy some bubbles after more bubbles gets the cash. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.
And there we go. Matty Welsh from the Trial Files.